What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am so excited that you are here. I am so excited about this episode. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep learning, growing, listening to your intuition, expanding all of the above and beyond, oh, you're so fucking amazing. I hope you know that. I hope you know that you are making the world a better place just by saying yes to you, just by saying yes to your own personal and spiritual evolution. I love you for that. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your continued support. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, it's helping you lean into your intuition a bit more, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, I think this might help some people. So before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift just for taking the time out to support this podcast. So before we dive in, because I'm so excited about this, I can't wait to share, and I'm also excited about this too. Before we dive in, I am launching Mystic Bootcamp. And Mystic Bootcamp is such a near and dear thing to my heart, as it is a collection of all of the things that I have learned about psychic, intuitive, and mediumship development over the past 5 years. And it also, it's just so much fun. It has over 50 fucking hours worth of content included. This Mystic Bootcamp is really exactly what it sounds like. It is Mystic Bootcamp. You're going to get lifetime access to Psychic Ascension, which is my psychic development course, Mediumship Fundamentals, obviously my mediumship course, Psychic as Fuck Bundle, which has over 20 pre-recorded psychic development classes with exercises and so much other great stuff. You're going to get some breathwork classes, Intuitive Tarot that's going to help you intuitively connect to the tarot deck, and so much more. So excited about this. And that's not even the best part. With anybody who enrolls in this beta program right now, you're getting 4 live coaching calls with me. So excited. I don't want to like give too much away, but trust me when I tell you, it's going to be good. You're also, again, going to get lifetime access to everything. And everything is at beta pricing right now, meaning it is the lowest it's possibly going to be. So if this feels aligned with where you are at in your path right now, you can go ahead and head on over to ericarusso.co. While you're there, sign up for my email list so you can get notifications when a new podcast is released, as much as so much other stuff that you get when you're on the email list. But yeah, I'm so fucking excited for this, guys. You have no idea. So again, CART closes Monday. So if you're interested, head on over now. There are payment plans available as well. So let's go ahead and dive in to this episode. Okay. So I am in the process of changing up my home office, and I'm cleaning a lot of stuff out, and I came across one of my old journals, okay? And this old journal, I'm like so excited about it, because this was the journal that I brought to see Abraham Hicks in Stamford, Connecticut a couple of years ago. And I wrote a lot down that I want to share with you guys about what came through during that workshop. Oh, I'm so excited. So first and foremost, if you've ever seen Abraham Hicks live, it is quite an experience. When I went, I connected with my friend Christine Souza, who is also she's been on the podcast a couple of times, but when we went into this room, okay, being energetically sensitive that I am, it was wild because Esther Hicks came on the stage and I will never forget this. She just says, hello. And everyone goes, hi. And then she goes, goodbye. And then she goes into her trance-like state to allow Abraham to come through. While she is on the stage, in the middle of the stage with her eyes closed and head down, two massive, like, figures came on each side of the stage that looked like protectors. In my mind, it was wild, guys. It was wild. They looked massive and huge and just such a protective energy where it was like they, I feel like they came with Abraham and they were like Abraham's bodyguards. It was a wild experience because they came in first and then within seconds, Abraham started to speak to the crowd. So cool. But anyway, let's chat about what came through the Abraham Hicks workshop. And guys, this was literally, I don't even, it was either 4 years ago or 5 years ago that I went. And it's just so crazy to me that the things that I wrote down are in alignment with where I am today. And it's like the words of wisdom that I needed to hear today. So I wanted to share this with you guys because maybe it's what you need to hear. Okay. So a lot of this is gibberish because I don't know what came through, but I'm just going to try my best to channel what it is the notes are trying to like comprehend, I guess. Okay. So the first thing is don't rationalize the ask. I do remember them saying this in a very big way. Do not rationalize the ask. And this is something that I truly live by. Your desires are put in you because they're meant for you. Your desires are your breadcrumbs, period. You don't have to rationalize anything to anyone. If you want something, God, heaven, the angels, earth, whatever the case may be, will move mountains so long as you get out of the way for you to have the thing that you want. Do not rationalize what you want, okay? Be deliberate, be conscious, okay? So I think when this came through, you have to be deliberate, meaning you don't say, I want this, and then you go back on your word. If you really truly want something, if it is soul-led, you have to be so deliberate with it. You have to be stubborn with it. You have to be delusional with it. You have to just look crazy to the outside world until you have the thing that you desire, okay? Now, I have the note, when you acclimate to a new vibration, the more normal it feels. And I deeply resonate with that right now. Okay. Every time you up level, every time you expand, every time you step outside of your comfort zone, you're getting into a new vibrational state. Okay. And the more you do it, the more normal it becomes and you're acclimated to it. Think about all of the times in your life where you started at one point and then you weren't there anymore, and you're a completely different character in your story afterward, right? We start in one place and we always end up in another. So when you acclimate to a certain frequency, whether it's 10K months, 50K months, even 1K months, it doesn't matter. It's going to become normal to you. So continue letting yourself expand. Observation sets the vibration. Ooh, observation sets the vibration. Okay. And then below it, I have focus on energy stream, question, answer, receive. Observation sets the vibration. What's coming through right now is that there needs to be awareness in any sort of manifestation process, okay? You need to be aware where you are at in the present moment, and you have to be aware of what it is that you desire in the future, Okay. So you have to become super observant. You have to become observant of the current situation. When your vibration is low, you have to observe that. When your vibration is in a healing mode, you have to observe it. Ooh, okay. So focus on energy stream, and that's in quotations. Don't know where that's coming from. Question, answer, receive. Question, answer, receive. See, this is like why it's so much is like, if you've ever listened to Abraham Hicks, guys, the information comes so goddamn quickly that you're just like, blah, 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 you're trying to remember it. And especially when you're like, you know, in the audience, you're just trying to write down everything that's coming through, but there's so much information coming through that it's like, I don't even know what's going on. Okay. Another thing, and this is big, pay attention to how you feel. Okay. The reality around you is the reality you created. Okay. The reality around you is the reality that you created through vibration. So if you don't like your current reality, you have to take accountability that it's there because you attracted it. Okay. Most of your visions are already created. Most of your daydreams are already created in the vortex. They're done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. This is literally what I have written. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Your visions are already created. They are waiting to get picked up. Your visions are already created. They're waiting to get picked up. The only teacher, okay, and this is something that's a theme right now for me. The only teacher is experience. The only teacher is experience. So it doesn't matter how many podcasts you listen to. It doesn't matter how many books you read. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. The only true teacher in this world is the experiences that we accumulate over the years. Get out ahead of what you want. Stop observing what is. Get out ahead of what it is that you want. Stop observing what is. So basically become extremely delusional, okay? Stop looking at your present moment as if this is endgame. It's not endgame. It's just the present moment. Get over it. You're not going to be here forever. I remember that many, many years ago, my husband and I moved to Arizona for 14 months. We were very young and we were able to buy a really beautiful house for a very great price, which is like unheard of in the New York and Connecticut area. So we decided to move to Arizona. And after 14 months and having a child, we realized that we absolutely hated Arizona. And when I tell you, when we made the decision to sell that house and move back to the East Coast, I became so extremely delusional. Like I was just like, that's it. It's done. We're not going to have a problem selling this house. It's not going to sit on the market. We're not going to be forced to stay here that much more time. We're done. We're done. I was so goddamn delusional. Like the evening that we said we're out, the next morning I had my realtor there to like give me a price and get this thing on the market, because that's how delusional I was, that I knew it was going to sell quickly and we were going to get out of that state, right? Let me tell you, within 4 days of having that house on the market, we got an offer and we were gone within 3 weeks. I took a plane with my mom, with the baby at the time, back to the Westchester area, and Tony and his mom and his brother drove a U-Haul truck cross country within 3 weeks' time. And I really truly feel because it was just, we were so done with the whole Arizona thing that we were so extremely delusional to just get back to the to New York and this area. Now, we came back and we stayed with my parents in the basement, and that was for a couple months. Obviously, it wasn't ideal, but you know, it worked, and you know, obviously we were very grateful for the experience. But I remember staying there and being like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. We need our own place. So then we bought a condo in Connecticut. It was a 2-bedroom condo. It wasn't in the best area, but it was something better than where I was at in the present moment. And then when we went to the condo and we lived there for a little bit, we were like, we got to get out of here. Oh my God, what are we doing? And we ended up buying the house that we are currently at. And I just, looking back now, I realize that every chapter of my life, it was just so different. And it was just the same instance where it was like, I need to get out. I need to change the reality that I am currently in, right? And you're not going to stay where you are forever, even if it feels like you are. That's just the thing. Because I remember I felt so incredibly stuck in Arizona. I felt like I didn't have a job. I didn't have any income. I was home, you know, nursing a baby. I felt so like stuck. And then I felt stuck in my parents' basement. And then I felt stuck in Danbury. It's, you're not stuck. You're not stuck, okay? Things are going to change. Trust the process. Okay, so where was I? Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. They did talk about segment intending. Now, if you don't know what segment intending is, this is one of the most popular teachings of Abraham Hicks. And what it basically is that our days are broken down into segments. So this indicates like you wake up, you take a shower, I don't know, you go to the bathroom or something, and that's one segment. And then you go to your kitchen and you scroll your phone and you eat breakfast. That's another segment. Then you get in your car and you drive to work. That's another segment. So all of our days are created from small segments. And I've used this a lot. This is something that I do on a pretty regular basis. But basically, what you want to do is when you're in one segment and say you have a meeting or a date or something that you have to go to in a segment that's a little later on in the day, you begin manifesting by daydreaming of the outcome that you desire for that particular segment. So if it's a date that with someone that you really like, you can begin envisioning like, oh my God, this is going to be such a great date. We're going to laugh. We're going to connect. The food is going to be great. It's going to be, you know, just such a great time. You know, if it's a meeting and you have to do a presentation, begin thinking of your, you know, begin thinking of the presentation and how well you did. Think about all the smiles and the head nods of all the people that you're doing the presentation to. Use the segments to your advantage to manifest the outcomes that you desire during your day, period. So that came through segment intending. Okay, so you are either, this is a good one. Okay, you are either the creator or the regurgitator of your reality. Oh, I like that. You are either creator or the regurgitator of your reality. So you're either creating your life step by step, piece by piece, or you're just regurgitating what you know. You're just continuing the hamster wheel and you're continuously regurgitating the same outcomes, the same lessons that you have not yet learned. So ask yourself, are you the creator or are you the regurgitator? Okay. So let's talk about the vortex. So I have written down here, vortex equals daydreams. Polarity has power. So vortex. Now, if you're aware of Abraham Hicks, the vortex is essentially where all of our desires are. It's the waiting room. It's everything is in the vortex. Everything is waiting for us. And you have to get into the vortex. So when I talk about aligning, I'm wanting you to get into the vortex. What does alignment mean? Alignment means to feel really good, to start, begin raising your vibrational state, whether that's through gratitude or meditation or dancing or whatever makes you feel good. That's what's going to allow you. That's the gateway to the vortex. Okay. Now, your daydreams are essentially impressions from the vortex. So the things that you sit there and you desire, you know, whether it's, you know, luxury travel or a beautiful home or luxury cars or even just a cabin in the woods, these little impressions that you have throughout your day, these are little nuggets from the vortex. They're coming to you through your daydreams. That's interesting. Okay. And polarity is power. Polarity is power because when there is polarity, it's going to teach you what you don't want. So much of polarity is teaching you what you do want and what you don't want. So don't hate on polarity. Don't hate on the shadow. Don't hate on those thoughts. On those thoughts and those feelings and those impressions that are coming through you and they don't necessarily feel really good, because those are a simple indication that you're looking at the wrong thing and you have to pivot to what actually feels good. Okay. When you daydream, this is another thing, because I have stars all around around this note. When you daydream, there is no resistance, okay? This is huge. Abraham Hicks talks about having no resistance and or bucking the current, so to speak. You're either in flow with the universal stream of energy or you're trying to buck the current, okay? We want little resistance. We want to be able to surrender in order to receive what it is that we are actually trying to call into our life. And when we daydream, there is no resistance. When we sit on our couch and we close our eyes and we envision our dream life, we envision a life behind our wildest dreams, we envision those little desires that we hold that are breadcrumbs from the universe, there is no resistance. So the more daydreaming that you can accumulate throughout your day, the better, because there is no resistance. Okay, we are able to surrender to it. We are able to start allowing what it is that we are calling in to come into our present reality. Find a place to feel good. Okay, find a place to feel good. That's right below no resistance. Now I'm just looking. This, I guess they had a huge theme of daydream because, okay, they had a huge thing of daydream because I have daydream again written and it says, be a deliberate creator. Okay. Daydreaming is the tool in order for you to manifest your desires and be the deliberate creator. So it's literally like an order to the universe. Okay. Your daydreams are an order to the universe. So the more you daydream of what it is that you actually desire, you're putting in an order. You're pressing buttons. You're pressing buttons. You're saying, hey, universe, this is what I want. This is my order. This is my order. And the universe is saying, okay, I get it. I know. I'll get that to you once you are vibrationally aligned with that. Okay. Are you thinking thought or are you receiving thought? Now, this has intuition written under it, okay? So if you are thinking thought, you are not in a receiving mode. You are not in a receptive mode. This has everything to do with the human brain, okay? So in a couple of my courses and programs, when I talk about intuition, the human brain is created with the two hemispheres, the left and the right. Okay. The right hemisphere is our connection to the universe. It's our intuition. It's our creativity. It's all of that. Okay. Whereas our left hemisphere of the brain is our analytical, logical mind. So what essentially happens is when we receive a download or an intuitive hit or a psychic hit, whatever we want to call it, it's coming into the right hemisphere of our brain, but it's quickly going into the left hemisphere of our brain where we can rationalize and try to make sense of it. I can't tell you how many times that I have seen somebody have a really great intuitive hit or psychic hit, and then they go, but I don't know, I could be making it up. That's quite literally because they have a functioning human brain. Okay. So if you are thinking thought, if you are trying to figure stuff out, if you're doing mathematics or calculus or any of the above, you are very much in your left hemisphere. If you are just opening up and allowing yourself to be receptive, that is when the downloads and the intuition comes in. You are receiving thought. Okay. So here's another thing that's coming through. Okay. I have down at the bottom, people rise or lower to meet your vibration. People rise or lower their vibration to meet your vibration. They will meet your people rise or lower. I should have done points, but this, I just got way too excited when I found this, guys. I'm sorry. So anyway, people rise or lower to meet your expectation. Okay. So if you are holding a specific vibration, people are either, and somebody wants to come into your reality, people are either going to raise theirs or lower theirs. It's kind of like what I'm seeing in my mind's eye right now is like, you know, one of those bridges that have to go up in order for a larger boat to come through. Okay. So people will have to raise their vibration or they're going to lower it in order to be in your reality. Okay. Woo, wow. Okay. This is so interesting. Okay. So that's really it. That was a lot. I'm like so excited that I found this. I totally forgot about this notebook. So I hope that whatever nuggets stood out to you, they got to the right person, because I'm just so excited. This is making me want to go to another Abraham Hicks thing, because you just forget how good it is. I love you guys. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. And again, sorry it wasn't as organized, but as you probably know, when it comes to channeled information, specifically with Abraham Hicks, it's kind of all over the place and you're just grabbing as much as you possibly can. So I hope that this information gets to the right person. I love you guys, and I will see you around the internet.